Good morning with a KUAC UConn Quest preview. I'm Dan Bross. UConn Quest mushers, organizers, and fans gathered last night for the annual Start Banquet in Bib Draw, which determines the order racers will depart Fairbanks tomorrow morning.
Number one.
Two Rivers musher and Quest veteran Richie Beatty will be the first out of the start chute along the Chena River in downtown Fairbanks when the 37th running of the 1,000-mile race gets underway at 11 a.m. Saturday. The 45-year-old Beatty is back in the Quest after a long hiatus, but says he's looking to be competitive.
I did two Quests, 2006 and 7, and that was with a team that I'd started out mushing with. They did really good, but they did as good as they can do. Those couple Quests gave me a pretty good understanding of what I would need in a dog team to do really well in the Quest, which is what I'm hoping to do.
Beatty sounds confident, but stops well short of suggesting he can challenge defending champion Brent Sass and past winner Alan Moore.
I haven't been on this trail in 13, 14 years. I'm just looking to do well for me.
Beatty will be followed by 14 other mushers, including defending champ Brent Sass, who goes out last. Drawing lucky bib number 7 last night was a relative newcomer to mushing. Technically a rookie, Olivia Shank Neff made it halfway in last year's race before being withdrawn. As KUAC's Lex Trinan reports, the 32-year-old musher has a lot riding on this year's race.
At a pre-race Meet the Mushers event, racer Olivia Shank Neff is connecting with fans of all ages. She has a soft smile, but it never seems to leave her face throughout the evening, despite the endless streams of posters that she has to sign. But underneath the warmth, there's a laser-like focus. She wants to finish the race in front of her grandpa, Leroy Shank, one of the founders of the Quest.
He asked me to get him a passport to go to Dawson, and he's 80 years old, 80 plus years old, and he wants to follow the Quest. He wants this to be his last Quest.
Last year, less than 2 years after picking up the sport of mushing, Shank Neff made it to the halfway point in Dawson City before officials decided to pull her team from the race over the condition of one of her leaders. She's trying to put that behind her.
And if we want to talk about last year, we can talk about Mojito, who Mojito was 9 years old. He was an old dog, and he did love me, and he did have a bad flank, but maybe he wasn't good enough to finish, which maybe that's the truth.
This year it's different. With a kennel of just her own dogs, she says that she has a different relationship with a team than what she had with the borrowed dogs.
Maybe people didn't believe in me, but they have to believe in me this year because, like, all the dogs that I'm running, they love me. They'll do anything for me.
Originally from the Virgin Islands, Shank Neff had a brief stint at a university in New York City, living in a sailboat anchored in the harbor, before deciding to drop out. She moved back to Alaska just a few years ago and married former Quest champion Hugh Neff, who got her started with competitive dog mushing at his kennel in Tok. It hasn't been an easy ride, especially since deciding that she wanted her own dogs. This summer, she says she worked 150 days straight for a tour company operating in the North Slope.
Yeah, I've been a slave, and all my money's been going towards the dogs. If the dogs are running, they're eating the best, drinking the best, everything the best.
And she wears that passion on her sleeve, literally. On her forearm is a tattoo with a race logo from the very first Quest back in 1984. She also carries a reminder of what's at stake as part of her team. At the Meet the Mushers event, she explains to another fan the name of one of her dogs.
Actually, my lead dog's name is Leroy. Actually, I'm going to let him come inside in a minute if you want to meet him.
With Leroy Shank suffering from Parkinson's disease, Shank Neff knows that this could be her last chance to finish in front of him.
I worked from like 6 in the morning until 11 o'clock at night, every day. You know, and I was like slaving, I was scrubbing toilets. It's kind of embarrassing. And all my money was just for dog food, just to do the Quest again, you know? So like if I don't finish, I'm like pretty much a failure.
That's the sort of drive she's hoping will pay off this year with her modest goal of just finishing the race. And if it does, she says look for her at the front of the pack in 2022. In Fairbanks, I'm Lex Trinan.
Quest mushers can anticipate excellent running conditions as Alaska side trail breakers report good snow cover, minimal overflow, and virtually no jumble ice on rivers. Trail breakers have cautioned mushers to be on the lookout for moose and caribou, saying they've seen an unusually high number of the animals along the trail. I'm Dan Bross.
KUAC coverage of the 2020 UConn Quest is made possible by Smart Automotive, Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Shannon and Wilson, and Beaver Sports, proud sponsors of KUAC.